الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن أبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الله سبحانه وتعالى has created us And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the entire universe. Every single thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, whether it is the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, all these things are directly under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after creating them, has total control over them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these things to serve mankind. Over and over in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjugated these things for the benefit of man. The sun is there for the benefit of man. The moon is there for the benefit of man. The animals are there for the benefit of man. The fish, the insects, whatever is there for the benefit of man. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ The dunya has been created for you, but you have been created for akhirat. So what is the object of the creation of man? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Majeed, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That I have not created jinn, an insan, human being, except to worship me, to make my ibadat, to come into my slavery, to come into my bandagi and my slavery, to recognize me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings. And we have been sent in this world, we have come from one stage, we are moving from stage to stage, from the alam arwah, we moved into the wombs of our mothers, from the wombs of our mothers onto the face of the earth. And the short stay on the face of the earth, whether a person lived for 20 years, or 50 years, or 70 years, or 100 years, or like the people of the past, long lifespans, Nuh alayhi salam, he called his people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 950 years. Whatever lifespan a person is given in this world is very, very short compared to the life that is going to come after that. And this lifespan that a person has in this world, a person is in an examination room. His entire life, from the time he becomes Bali till the time he passes away, he is in an examination hall. And if he passes this test, he is successful. If he fails this test, then there's no second chance. There's no chance to write this test again. There's no chance to come back into the world again. So all Anbiya alayhi salam came with one da'wat. La ilaha illallah tuflihu. And Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the last Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beloved Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, came with the same message. came with the same message, and قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُونَ. Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Believe in لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Negate everything else besides Allah. Nothing can benefit, nothing can harm, nothing can give life, nothing can give death. Every single condition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole doer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rahmatan lil alameen, as a mercy to mankind, kafatan lil nas, bashiran wa nadhira. He came for the entire mankind, not only for the people of his time, but for the people to come till the day of Qiyamah, as a mercy for the entire mankind. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Nabi of that last child to be born before the day of Qiyamah also. You see a person on a factory, when they are buying some very expensive machinery from overseas, for example, some very expensive machinery is coming from Germany, worth millions of rands. Now to install that machine and to show the owners of the factory how to run that machine in a correct manner, they will send an engineer with the machine to demonstrate that this is how you connect the machine, this is where you connect the electricity, this is where the input goes, this is where the output comes out, this is how you clean it, this is how you do everything. Now if the people of the factory, the owners of the factory say, this is our machine, it belongs to us, it's mine, I can do what I want to do, and they go totally opposite to the directions and instructions demonstrated to them by the engineer that has come with, then that machine is not going to last very long. And sooner or later, it is going to end up in a breakdown. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this machine of ours. The eyes that can see, the ears that can hear, the mind and heart that can think, the legs and feet that can walk, the hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this entire machine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to demonstrate to us how to use this machine. If we will use this machine that we have with us, that we have been given some control over, according to the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will be successful in this world. We will be successful in a qabr. We will be successful on the day of Qiyamah. We will be successful on the bridge of Sirat. And we will be successful forever and ever. And we will enter Jannah to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a person regards this machine as his, I can do what I want, this is my life, who is there to tell me what to do? Or today the slogan is YOLO, you only live once. In other words, you only live once, so enjoy yourself. Do whatever you want. Do all the merrymaking you want. Do all the enjoyment you want. Enjoy yourself. Do what you want in this world. Because you only live once, na'udhu billah. But the slogan of Islam is that you only live once, meaning you only have one chance. You only have one chance. You will only die once also. You only have one chance. And if you make it, you make it. And if you're unsuccessful in this life, then there's no second chance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as rahmatul lil alameen, as a mercy to the entire mankind. And Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has certain rights over us. Most important right and haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over us is that we bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We bring iman that Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the last Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No more Nabi should come after him. To bring iman in Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the right and the most important right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person, no matter how good he may be, how pious he may be, how much worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he may do, but if it does not bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this person will go to the fire of Jahannam And he will remain in Jahannam forever and ever and ever. Once Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by a Christian monk who had spent his entire life worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sitting in his monastery his entire life, and now he has grown old and weak. His entire life, from the time he was young, he is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, exerting himself. Christian, he did not believe in Allah, he did not believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu looks at this person and he cries. And he recites the ayat of Quran, عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ تَصْلَى نَارًا حَامِيًا. That how much this person exerts himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing that a person, some people exert themselves, doing amal upon amal, amal upon amal, deeds, good deeds upon good deeds, exerting themselves, tiring themselves. But the end result is that they will end up in a fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that even if Musa alayhi salam had to come alive, if Musa alayhi salam had to come, وَكَانَ مُوسَى حَيًّا وَسِعَهُ إِلَّا اتِّبَعِي, he will have to follow my way of life. He will have to bring iman in me and follow the way that I have come with. So the most important haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today there are a lot of fitnas, and as we get closer to Qiyamah, fitnas will increase. And the onslaught is upon a person's iman today. Onslaught is upon a person's iman. Today there are slogans being raised that it doesn't matter how you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter as long as you are a good person, you are not harming anybody. It doesn't matter whether you are Christian or you are a Jew. It doesn't matter whether you are Hindu or whatever. As long as you are a good person, then you are good and you will be successful. A'udhu billah. Our iman and our aqidah and our yaqeen is that success lies only in La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That to bring iman in La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. He is the last Nabi to come. No more Nabi to come after Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our aqidah and our iman. And our yaqeen and our aqidah and iman is that whoever does not bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or does not bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no matter how good a person he may be, he may have built a lot of hospitals, he may have spent millions on the poor, he may have been a very good person in this world, but if he dies without kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, then this person is heading for the fire of Jahannam and he will remain there forever and ever. Once Nabi sallallahu was a young boy, a Jewish boy, who used to come to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wasn't a believer, but he used to come and sit in the talks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at times. So for a while, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not see him. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired about him, that where's this boy? We haven't seen this boy for a long time. Somebody mentioned that this boy is very sick. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took some sahaba radhiallahu anhum and went to visit this boy. When they went by that boy, that boy was about to leave this world. He was on the throes of death, on the sakarat, about to leave the world. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presents Islam to him and tells him to recite the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now this boy, he looks at his father. Obviously his father is a Jew. Looks at his father as if asking his father for permission, that should I do what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling me to do. The father tells him, Ati' Abu al-Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you to do. Well, the Jews of the power of that time, they recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because all the signs were there in the books. All the description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there in the books. They knew that this was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the only thing that prevented them from bringing iman in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a jealousy. So the father tells him that obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This young Jewish boy, he recites the kalima. And as soon as he recites the kalima, he passes away. He leaves his world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves that house smiling. and tells the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has saved this boy, who has saved one person through me from the fire of Jahannam. This person is a Jew. You are the good person. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, informs us here, that if this boy had passed away upon his Judaism, he would have gone to the fire of Jahannam. He would have gone to the fire of Jahannam. The only thing that prevented him from going to the fire of Jahannam was bringing iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us is that we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every facet of our lives. Ittiba' of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, was not from his own side. It was directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in every facet of our life, we have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. For you in the life of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most perfect way of life. Uswatun hasana. Most perfect example. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرُجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمُ الْآخِرِ. For that person who wishes to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us another ayat of Quran Majeed. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow my way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. So there is only one way of getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is following the Mubarak tariqah of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every facet of our life. Then another right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us is that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To have the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us. And this has been demonstrated to us by Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, practically demonstrated to us by Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, where hundreds and thousands of incidents of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and how much of love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, famous incident, when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum gives that khutbah in the haram, and he is beaten to such an extent that it was feared that he will lose his life. And he was unconscious in a coma for the entire day. When he comes around, when his mother tries to feed him, the first thing he asks, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When his mother doesn't know, she says, I don't know. He refuses to eat. He says, I will not eat. I will not eat a single morsel until I see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And only when he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he eats. Once, when the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was being negotiated, Urwa bin Mas'ud, Thaqafi, a kafir at that time, comes to negotiate on behalf of the kuffar. And while negotiating, as a custom of the Arabs, he touches the beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a few times. His nephew takes the handle of a sword. He could not tolerate it. He takes the handle of a sword, of the sword, and he said, how can a kafir who is najis touch a mubarak beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? After returning from there, when the people ask him, that what did you find? How did you find the people there? How did you find the Muhammad and his people sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, his iconic words, ma ra'aytu ahadan yuhibbu ahadan ka ashabi Muhammadin Muhammada. I have not seen a people who love, I have not seen anyone love another person like I have seen the love that Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he spits, then his saliva is not allowed to touch the ground. Immediately somebody takes it and anoints his face with it. When he makes wudu, not a drop is allowed to fall on the ground. Sahaba radiallahu anhum gathered that water and applied it on their bodies. And if a person do not get that water, then he will touch the hands of that person who had got the water to get some moisture. When they speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they speak in low tones. They do not look directly to the eye of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of respect for him. So respected brothers, one is, this is another right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one very important right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that when the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taken, then we recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Al-Bakhilu man dukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayhi. The Bakhil, the most sin, when my name is taken, he does not send durood upon me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned that the most Mubarak day is the day of Jumu'ah. The most virtuous day is the day of Jumu'ah. So on this day, recite durood sharif upon me in abundance, because your durood is presented to me. So somebody mentioned, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after you pass away and your body disintegrates, then how will that durood be presented to you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the bodies of the Anbiya alayhi salam haram upon the earth. That earth does not consume the bodies of the Anbiya alayhi salam. They are alive in a grave. And when my durood, when in another narration it comes, whenever anybody recites durood upon me, ruh is returned to my body and I return the salam to him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah and His Malaika send durood and rahmat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O people of Iman, you also send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is one of the great, one of the lessons ulama tell us from this ayat of Quran is that other actions, Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just tells us to do it. But in this action is such an action, such a unique action, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that I do it, my malaika do it, so you also do it. So let's respect brothers, we should make this a habit of sending excessive durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially on the day of Friday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.